That zina is something which Allah speaks about in detail about the punishments for it and so forth. But she says that nowadays many people, many Muslim countries don't implement this anymore. It's seen as a normal girlfriend, boyfriend kind of relationship. She says, I've seen this in a lot of Muslim countries. Why is this? Why have we forgot the dangers of this, Sheikh?
I think you're asking the wrong person, because why did you just pick on zina? All the rest of the rules and regulations are being blocked from being implemented. And that's why we see the Muslim world inferior. Why? Because they abandon the rulings of Allah the Almighty. And by the way, Allah the Almighty says in Surah An-Nisa, فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِيمَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِمَّا قَضَيْتَ وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. And this is a very important verse and an essential basis for every believer to believe in. Which means, Allah the Almighty says, by your Lord, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, they do not believe until they seek your judgment, the judgment of the Quran and the Sunnah, concerning any affair that arises between them, whether it is worldly, or business, or religious, or anything. Because there is a divine constitution that's laid down clearly in both the Quran and in the sound Sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So seeking the judgment from the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is a must, is not optional. لا يؤمنون, Allah negated and nullified the trait of iman from those who do not seek the judgment of Allah nor implement the ruling of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course with levels, because this is concerning people who believe it is right but they block it. But those who have any doubt that the judgment of Allah is the best and the most wise, then they're rejecting faith totally, no matter how much they utter by their tongue that we believe. Because if you are a believer, you must believe in everything that came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Islam is unlike other religions and faiths, where people and the followers of other religions get to pick and choose and alter and change. No, this is a complete, perfect religion that Allah the Almighty said, اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. A Jew said to Umar ibn Khattab, you guys have received such a great revelation in the Quran. It's one verse. If this verse was revealed upon us, the Jews in the Torah, would have taken this day of its revelation as a Eid and a celebration. He said, what is it? He said, the verse which says, اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم. Today I have completed your religion for you. Allah is addressing the Muslims. وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي. And I have perfected my favor upon you. وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينَ. And I am pleased with Islam as your only religion. So Umar ibn Khattab, may Allah be pleased with him, smiled and said, by Allah, it was revealed on Eid day, and it is indeed a good occasion to celebrate. This religion of us, of ours, is perfect, and all the rules and legislations which are ordained in both in the Quran and the Sunnah must be applied, because there is no success but in following them. And the best proof to that is not only in the Quran and the Sunnah concerning the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I said before, if you go back to Surah Taha, then in Surah Al-Baqarah, في Surah Taha, for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قلنا اهبطا منها جميعا بعضكم لبعض عدو. He's addressing Adam and Eve. He said, when they both disobeyed, that go down to earth. بعضكم لبعض عدو. You and Satan will be enemies to one another. Even your offspring and his offspring, you will be enemies to one another. فإما يأتينكم مني هدى. And once you receive the guidance from me, the revelation which explains to you what to do and what to not to do, the halal and the haram, do and do not do, then فَمَنِ اتَّبَعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا يَضِلُّ وَلَا يَشْقَى. For those who will follow my guidance, they will never go astray. They stray not, nor do they suffer of any distress in this life. So there is an assurance of a happy, peaceful life with justice, follow peace and justice for those who follow the guidance which is revealed in the Quran or even in the previous books which were not altered. And on the other flip, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي, and those who turn away from my reminder, for them, فَإِنَّ لَهُمْ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ, I shall make their life miserable. And then, the severe storm is awaiting them on the Day of Judgment. وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. If there is an Islamic law practice concerning stealing, you will not find thieves who are stealing billions from the Muslim resources and running away.
Mm-hmm.
And in their condition, the Interpol does not follow them, because they are not, their cases are not related to religion, but related to ripping off their Muslim nations. So they run away. They buy villas here and there and palaces and enjoy. But if there is an Islamic law of accountability, then no one would ever think of stealing. No one would ever think of committing adultery. No one would ever think of attacking others and robbing them, because the Islamic law was set to prevent the crime. Imagine what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran concerning equality in punishment. He said, وَلَكُمْ فِي الْقِصَاصِ حَيَاةٌ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. وَلَكُمْ فِي الْقِصَاصِ. القصاص in Arabic is an Islamic law ordained by Allah in the Torah, in the Gospel, and in the Quran concerning killing for killing. Killing for killing. That those who kill others, their punishment is to be executed, is to be killed. If somebody breaks somebody's arm deliberately, then his punishment is to break his arm, cut his nose, cut, and so on. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for applying my most wise constitution and law, that would give you life. Not any life, but a peaceful life, a just life. Before attacking others, you will keep in mind that, hey, if I hurt him by any mean, then the law would require me to be punished with the same. When a Christian king accepted Islam during the Khilafah of Umar ibn Khattab, he was wearing a nice outer garment, very expensive one. His name was Jabalah ibn al-Abham. He actually went to sit around the Kaaba, and Muslims were performing tawaf, and there was an ordinary Muslim, a poor one. Accidentally, he stepped on his fancy outer garment. So he slapped him on the face. So he went to Umar ibn Khattab and said, oh, the leader of the believers, this man slapped me. He said, well, al-qasas. He first held a court. He said, did you do that? He said, yes. He said, you know what is the punishment? That he has to slap you. Equality in punishment, regardless that you are a king one day, or you are an extremely rich person, that you will not find in a true Muslim state that a traffic officer or a police officer stops somebody and says that you violated the law, and he says, don't you know who am I? There is no such thing in Islam. All of us are equal before the Islamic law. And he ordered that he should be slapped on the face as an equal punishment for his crime.
Jazakallah khair, Sheikh.